Now, 7 after the hour, the weekend is upon us. Dr. Ken is here, and despite what they tell you from the government when they say they're here to help, you know they aren't, but we are. We're not from the government. We stay as far away from the government as we can.
So we really are here.
So we really are here to help you out. Join us at 888-553-7536. The whole purpose of this program is to give you medical hints, advice, consolation, suggest alternatives to perhaps what's going on. We've had a lot of those questions already. So every weekend, Dr. Ken is here live, 52 weeks of the year. That's the best deal on the radio because it doesn't cost you anything for you to call us at 888-55. Dr. Kenny goes through a lot of the important news of the week, medical news, things you need to be alerted to, stories that are compelling. But the most compelling stories are yours at 888-553-7536. Pat in Sumter, South Carolina. Let's hear your story, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Ken, last week, about the same time, I had bad chest pains at the upper part of my chest.
Yes, sir.
And I went to get a baby aspirin, and that next thing I knew, I was in the ambulance heading to the hospital.
It's a good way. It's best to be chauffeured. You get taken care of a lot quicker.
Yes, and What I did, they ran all kinds of tests on me and couldn't find anything. And finally, they did an echocardiogram, and they said I had aortic stenosis, I think.
Stenosis, aortic stenosis, Pat.
Yes, and said, and he drew a picture out for me of the aorta, and it had three chutes that came out, and metal chute. And the two outside ones were having good blood flow, but the middle one was not doing well at all.
Bear with me a second. Let me just explain so that everybody understands what you're talking about. There are these four one-way doors in the heart. We call them heart valves. They let the blood move forward, but they close so it doesn't move backwards. If they didn't work properly, none of the blood would ever flow around the heart out to the body. So these valves either don't open adequately, we call this aortic stenosis, or they don't close properly, we call this insufficiency or regurgitation. And the aortic valve is a very key valve in the heart. It's the exit door of the heart, if you will. It allows the blood to leave with oxygen and get pumped to the rest of the body through the aorta, the main pipe in the body. And the symptoms you get, if this heart valve, and most people has three leaflets, what you're describing with that middle and left and right, I don't have a Mercedes, but I've been told if you sit in a Mercedes and you look on the hood at the ornament, at the Mercedes ornament, that's what it looks like when you're right, sitting inside the heart looking at your aortic valve open. And unfortunately, sometimes this valve just doesn't open well. So you have a three cusp. Normally, most of us have a three cusp valve. Some of us, it's a very common, of all the congenital abnormalities of the heart, a bicusp or a two cusp aortic valve is one of the common congenital abnormalities, and that valve over time will get blocked up, calcified, and won't open well. Usually it presents a little earlier in life than for you, but yours probably is calcified. We call it calcific aortic stenosis. And if you're having chest pain from it, that is often an indication for making you the $6 million man and giving you a new heart valve with new parts. But my question is, did they tell you what your aortic valve gradient is? That's key in the severity of it. Although, if you're symptomatic from it, I imagine the gradient's quite significant.
No, he did not.
Okay. The symptoms that you get from this are chest discomfort, although it's definitely not the only cause of chest discomfort, but it sounds like they looked at your coronaries and that wasn't an issue. And the other symptoms you get short of breath, and sometimes you even pass out. Are you having any breathing issues?
I had none at all. That was the thing about it. My blood pressure was fine. Okay. They couldn't find any clots, and that's what they were looking for to begin with. And, of course, I didn't. I'm 62.
Pat, there's really no medical treatment for aortic stenosis other than just the usual things of healthy living, watching the blood pressure, the blood cholesterol, the blood sugar, not smoking. But there's no specific medication. There's no Drano for the aortic valve, and we can clean it up and make it work better. I wish there was. But if it is getting to the point where it's causing symptoms, that's when we really do think about replacing it.
And I've had no pain at all since then, not one.
What does the cardiologist say?
He is kind of leaning toward surgery and replacement.
What you need to do is sit down with him and make sure that there's clearly that the symptom is coming from the aortic valve. And the other key thing that you need to know is what's your valve area and the gradients across this. It's all in your echocardiogram. Have you had a heart catheterization yet?
Not at all.
Okay, that's probably where you're going to be going from here.
And he put me on, the only thing he actually put me on was metoprolol.
Metoprolol?
Yeah.
Well, you need something to control that blood pressure.
Right. And I had no blood. I had none. And he said this would do more than just for blood pressure. It's more than that. It would. And since I took that, I've had no symptoms whatsoever.
No medications can reverse aortic valve blockage. You just need to understand that.
Got to have an operation. Yeah. Is that it? That's it, plain and simple.
Once it gets to a point that it's significantly blocked. But keep the blood pressure and cholesterol under control.
Yep. There you go, Pat. Thank you, and good luck. 888-553-7536. Email from DJ who wants to know how his tongue works. This is a fascinating question. How does the tongue get blood? How do taste buds work? I'm extrapolating a little. The question was about the tongue, but the tongue is a fascinating part of the body, and I don't think we've ever talked, in the years we've been doing this program, have we ever talked about how one's tongue works?
Well, what do you think the tongue, what kind of part do you think the tongue is? It's a muscle.
And connected where, though? Where is it connected into your throat? It has to be in some way or underneath it, connected to your under your jaw somehow, because
food
has to go beyond it to get into your throat.
It's a muscle that's connected there in the mouth, and there are nerves that control it, and it's a rather complex muscle, and it has a lot of uses, and it does a lot of things other than just move around.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The blood supply comes. Have you ever examined? You've done cadaver work.
Absolutely. Spent 6 months with mine.
We have a cadaver lab now at Heidelberg, where I went to school.
I smelled like formaldehyde for a whole semester.
And I wonder how you figure out. You know, do you take apart the various pieces of the body to understand what they work? And did you see when it came to the head, taking off the head and understanding the tongue and how it? Now that this person asked this question, it's fascinating to think about how your tongue operates. Think about it. You need it to talk. Everything that you eat goes by it.
Taste
you need it to taste stuff.
Some people kiss with it.
Yeah. The more the merrier, the fewer the better fares.
It helps to digest the food. It begins. Mm. And it plays a role in digestion, in speech, in a lot of different places. And the anatomy is quite complex, and there's a number of different muscles that play a role in it, and there's a lot of different nerves that innervate it to help it work properly.
Yep. Well, it certainly is fascinating. Thank you for asking that question, DJ. 888-553-7536. News on statin drugs this week. Dr. Ken, well-known cardiologist. By the way, if you'd like to make a connection with Dr. Ken's office for your own personal use, easy to get to him. Another toll-free number, 800-LAKE Cardio. It's called Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida. You can call there to get an appointment to see Dr. Ken in person. 800-LAKE-CARDIO, a good number to call if you are especially in a concern mode when it comes to health, the heart and other things connected to that. As to your health and well-being, why not check out the best, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. So, statin stories this week. Interesting, because I'm looking at a couple of these stories, and one of them looks like it's pretty hopeful. The other one is, another government bunch of baloney.
Exactly. Like. Do you want the good news or
yes.
the not-so-good news?
No, good news first, please.
Okay. So there is good news about statins. These are the drugs that lower cholesterol. They lower inflammation in the circulation to the heart. Very important drugs at pushing back the plaques so they don't rupture and cause a heart attack. They allow for a 30% lowering of heart attack and stroke in people who are at risk. And in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, yes, I said psychiatry, this week we learned that people with heart disease who take these cholesterol-lowering statins, Doug, may have a lower risk of depression than those who don't take the drugs. It seems that clogged up blood vessels in the brain probably play a role also in depression.
Wow. Well, statin drugs, there are a lot of conversation all the time. There are there are half a dozen different statin drugs, are there not? That are drugs, never mind the statin stuff you can get that comes from the health food store.
But. A lot of different statins, Lipitor, Crestor, Mevacor, Lovastatin, Zocor, Provacol, Pitavastatin. And
are they all the same?
They're a little bit different. Some are stronger and some are weaker. And even red yeast rice, when we knew what was in red yeast rice, used to be a weak statin similar to the first one, Mevacor. Now it's sometimes hard to know what's in red yeast rice. But the yang of the yin this week was, and this is where statins got a lot of concern, and the phones were ringing off the hook this week because the FDA brought to the attention of the public what most doctors already know, that there was a warning from the FDA linking statin drugs to a slightly increased risk of diabetes and also to memory loss. The memory loss, confusion, and high blood sugar and type 2 diabetes are possible side effects of these cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins, and the FDA put out this warning. But the good news is that the memory loss is reversible by stopping statins, and the diabetes risk is small but real. But let me tell you, and this is why you need to not be your own doctor, or you will lead to your demise, I promise, because what you think about, you think about the risk of taking the statin drug. But what you don't have any ability, unless you go to medical school and take care of patients for many years, you don't understand the risk of not taking the drug. And this is what is individualized, different for each one of us. And in some people, the risk of not taking a statin drug so far outweighs any risk of taking it. That you're going to be a heart attack awaiting. And some people, it's just the opposite. Talk to your doctors.
And there's a connection between the type 2 diabetes and stroke risk, and you just connected diabetes to statin drugs. Interesting how all interconnected it is. 21 after.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug, what do you think about this California doctor who's facing some rare murder charges for her prescription? Her name is, she goes by Dr. Lisa Tseng. She's 42 years old, and listen to this, amazing. She wrote more than 27,000 prescriptions over a 3-year period for drugs such as Xanax, OxyContin, Vicodin, and Adderall. This is the rate of about 25 per day. 3 of her patients died, and now the prosecutor in California is bringing up murder charges, and she's facing a state prison term of 45 years to life. What do you think about this? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. I'd love to hear you sound off about this doctor. Many of you want to get and need medicines for pain, anxiety, and now are doctors going to be afraid to prescribe these drugs? 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN. I want to hear what you think, and then after that, I'll definitely give you my opinion on this one.
All right, so this is something. People think that doctors are gods. Too many people think that doctors are above reproach. Dr. Conrad Murray most recently proved that wasn't the case. There are a lot of doctors who will work for money. They'll do anything for money. That may be in part because of their own makeup. Some of the doctors who do that are stressed out because the medical system has created this hole where a lot of equipment has been purchased and used in various clinics and offices. And now because of the government screwing everything up, there is, and it's heartless. Government is heartless. The people in the government are bumbling boobs for the most part, bureaucratic bungling boobs who see a piece of paper that says this is what you're supposed to do, and that's what they go out and do without really thinking. They're like robots, too many of them. They're inflexible, they're unthinking, they're unkind, they're unhelpful. The more we add to the this, and then people say, oh, that's a blanket statement that's unrealistic and unreasonable. Well, it may be a blanket statement, and to a point there are people who do, and hopefully more than not, who do a good job. The woods are full, however, of these people who are out of control. I talked this week on the Good Day program about a fellow farmer in Wisconsin who, listen to this, Ken, if you didn't hear me talking about it this week.
No.
This guy was the subject of a sting. The FDA or the USDA and the state of Wisconsin have been tracking this guy for years. This guy is a farmer. He sells raw milk to people, and one of the ways, because he didn't have a lot of money, so he couldn't buy a lot of cows, and people loved his milk, so people started buying cows and giving them to him for him to milk. So they would own the cows, he would milk the cows, and give the people back the milk that came out of their cows. And the somehow or other, somebody came across the border. I think one of the stories, this isn't the only story, came across the border from Illinois and bought some of his milk. And the sting got this guy. This guy may have been part of the sting. I don't know. So anyway, so their 3.5 years wasn't wasted. They finally got this guy, and he went to court yesterday. I don't know what the outcome
was.
Why
did they have to sting this guy? What was he? What was he doing? Accusation?
Because people, there is this nutcake group in the FDA that wants to shut down all raw milk sales because the raw milk sales are increasing so rapidly. Look at, I'm running out of milk almost every day at my dairy store selling raw milk.
It came out in the medical journal Lancet that it's more healthy to drink.
Last week we were talking about the CDC study that said it was bad for you. This is the crazy stuff
that
goes on.
Well, that's the yin-yang of
right,
this issue.
That's exactly.
That's why it's so controversial.
Yeah.
The FDA and the CDC don't agree with the Lancet publication, and it's a big controversy.
Yeah, well, they don't agree because they don't want to agree because they're dribbling along. We had this whole thing last week. We had actually a good conversation, if you didn't hear it, with Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, and Dr. Ken, and admittedly, it was mostly me going off on stuff. But anyway, that's just an example of how out of, just crazy out of touch and out of control the government is, and we just have so much more of it all the time. We listen to some of these poor folks who call every week who have been frustrated. I mean, the guy who called, who went to the hospital on Friday, and he didn't get a stress test when he absolutely presented all signs that he should have had a stress test
before
and
he
been
was
taken
discharged.
Care of. Right. I mean, this kind of stuff, it's not only stupid, irresponsible, it's borderline criminal. For people, if you are told that you get this sort of treatment at the hospital and you go and you don't get it, especially if it's a for-profit hospital, I want to know why more for-profits aren't more careful about who they let in. You know, we're spending a lot of money for people who are not really supposed to be in this country, and it's problematic and troubling that somebody like this who has a real problem, who has a real need, is told, oh, we don't do these sorts of things on the weekend, so come back on Monday. The guy could be dead.
And I don't think it's a matter of being a for-profit, because I've worked in both, and they both have to run a, if they're running a deficit, they close down. So it's really a matter of just whether you pay tax or not.
Here to help. 888-553-7536. Don't forget Dr. Ken's blog at drkenshow.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner when you go to his website. Sign up for the newsletter as well, the Good Day Health newsletter. Ken edits every week. Important info there. Sign up for it at either drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Weekend 888-553-7536 as we continue taking your calls about your health, your issues, questions for Dr. Ken. Once in a while I throw in my 2 cents worth. Lots of news this week, interesting videos, your email, all kinds of material here to make this an entertaining romp for a couple of hours. And also instructive. We're here to help. Informative, provocative, entertaining, moderately amusing. Dr. Ken doesn't realize when he's being funny. And some people say, I don't necessarily think I'm very funny, but some people think I'm funny. I don't know why that is, but that's swell. 888-553-7536. Lisa's in Birmingham, Alabama. Lisa, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
We're well. Hey, Lisa.
Good. My question was, my mother had a grand mal seizure. She's about 61 years old. She had a grand mal seizure about 3 months ago.
That's a major motor seizure. Those are the ones that you're accustomed to seeing on Hollywood version.
Grandma? Why do they call them grandma seizures?
Grand mal.
Oh, grand mal. I thought you said grandma. Okay, got it.
But after the seizure... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go on, Lisa.
After the seizure, she was showing stroke-like symptoms, and the paramedics got here, and of course, she's taken to the ER. All of her tests come back negative, MRI, CT, ultrasound. Everything came back negative, but they think she had a TIA, and I was wondering, is there a way to absolutely diagnose a TIA, or is it something that happens and you just kind of think, well, this is what happened, but we're not sure?
Lisa, great question. This is one of those chicken versus egg questions, because strokes can cause seizures, and seizures can occur on their own and then have some overlap symptoms as you're recuperating, and it can get a little confusing, and I think that's what's kind of going on here. What I would do is, at this point, I hope for several reasons she's had a CAT scan or an MRI of the brain.
Yes.
And that was fine?
That was fine.
Excellent. And she should have a carotid ultrasound of her neck?
That was done, too. And that was negative.
And that was all negative also. And they've done an electrocardiogram or monitoring of her heart to make sure there's no rhythm abnormality of the heart, atrial fibrillation?
Correct. They did that, too.
Okay, excellent. So they can't... Did she have an EEG to diagnose if maybe this was just nothing more than a grand mal seizure?
She had that done, too.
And the EEG? You're doing great. Lisa. And the EEG was normal?
Everything has been normal and negative.
Okay, so the electroencephalogram was normal.
Correct.
And the echocardiogram that they did of her heart, that was unremarkable?
Correct.
And the EKG, this wasn't a heart attack. Sometimes you can have unusual presentations like this of a heart attack, so the EKG and the echocardiogram didn't look like a heart attack.
No, it did not. The ER physician, he said the very bottom of the list, but he couldn't think of anything else on the list, would have been like a stress or emotional overload is what could have caused the seizure. But that was the only answer he could possibly give us. But
and
he
now
said
he said that before they did the EEG, correct?
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm sure you've had a neurologist look her over.
Yes.
Is the neurologist stumped on what the cause of all this was?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. Well, what I would do is, you know, you have a lot of good news that there's apparently nothing real serious. You know, this could have been due to a brain cancer. This could have been this could have been a lot of very bad things, a big stroke, but it wasn't. Okay. Everything's fine. And I would hold off her driving. I hope she's not going to drive for a while.
Not for 6 months.
Good. Okay. She needs to be chauffeured. And I would just make sure that her blood pressure, her cholesterol, her blood sugar are fine, that she is living a healthy life. Does she live alone?
She does.
Well, you know, I would make sure she has one of those devices she can put around her neck to press a button in case she needs help. Definitely
okay.
Needs that.
Okay.
And you're wonderful, and just hopefully this won't happen again.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Dr. Ken.
My pleasure.
You're welcome, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Sue McGreevy wants to know whether meditation will work. She's involved in a meditation program. It appears to be bringing down her blood pressure. She says that this is, in her mind, a way to relieve stress, and isn't stress relieving stress a way to get your blood pressure down?
Absolutely.
I suppose it's one way of getting your blood pressure down, right? Do you recommend this sort of thing?
Absolutely. We call it mindful meditation. It reduces anxiety and therefore lowers the blood pressure and therefore lowers the risk of heart disease. I think it's a wonderful, natural way. Obviously, if you have advanced, severe heart disease, this is not going to work alone. It'll complement your other therapies. But if you don't yet have the heart disease and you're trying to lower your risk and you have anxiety issues, high blood pressure, this is a wonderful way. What is the downside?
I don't know. What else does it do? Is it good for your brain? We talk a lot about brains, a lot of brain stuff. It's interesting. This fellow,
Well, it's going to be good for the brain because it'll lower the blood pressure and your heart circulation won't plaque up as quickly either.
See, but that's sometimes confusing to people because we tell folks they need to get more blood into their brain. And
but not to the point that it flows and the pressure is like the last caller, 190 over 110.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to stay in a nice, normal range, ideally under 140 over 90. For some people with diabetes or with aneurysms, we even go lower.
The blood pressure is, as I've been going through this EECP treatment that you recommended, and we've talked to the people who are involved, at least in the clinic that I'm going to, Global Cardio Care in Los Angeles. But there are other places now becoming more prevalent. This is something that some doctors have in their offices. I was interested. Last week, I was told when I was on the table by one of the clinicians that Shaquille O'Neal had been into this clinic, and he had, of course, they normally offer them in 35 hourly sessions. After he was done, he bought one of the beds. Now these beds cost $120,000 a piece. He got one so that he could.
Has
one in his house.
EECP, it's a mouthful, enhanced external counter pulsation with no needles, no cutting, no added medications. It mechanically stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels in the heart and probably in many other different areas of the body.
Right.
Most insurers, including Medicare, cover this when there are no other options. It's an evidence-based device. It's been shown in great studies that it really does help. I've seen miracles where people, I have a retired pediatrician who's been through bypass surgery twice, multiple stents, was told to go home and die in 1999. He's had three cycles of this, and it's kept him going, and yep. He's such a huge advocate of this.
I'd be very eager to have you check me out after I'm finished with this course to see what it's done for the area that you thought needed improvement with me.
That'll be exciting.
The reason I brought it up here in this context, in this conversation, is because it does increase your blood pressure, because that's what pushes the blood flow. The way that it works, it pushes the blood around. So at some point, now I always have my blood pressure,
actually,
as you know, is pretty low.
Can I just mention, actually it lowers blood pressure.
It does, but it pushes the blood like some would think. I'm asking this in way of you explaining, Ken, that it is high blood pressure. One would think if you have high blood pressure, it is pushing the blood. If you have low blood pressure, the blood isn't as pressurized, therefore isn't going as far in your system. So the average person might think, okay, high blood pressure means the blood's getting around because there's more force behind it. And so I wanted you to explain, given what you just said, especially because my blood pressure always goes down, and I have low blood pressure anyway when I'm on this, and they always ask me if I'm on medication, because I'm pretty unusual when it comes to having the low blood pressure. But how does that work? Maybe just a quick explanation of getting more blood to various pieces of the places in the body that need it. High blood pressure doesn't necessarily mean that it's pushing the blood through, even though these guys tell me that with the ECP, if you can get it up to four times the pressure that you normally would have. But it's a different thing, and that's what I think we need to sort of clarify if we can.
Let's just recall what blood pressure is when we measure it. It's a product, two terms multiplied. It's the cardiac output multiplied by what's called the systemic vascular resistance. That's how stiff the big blood vessels of the body are clamped down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the product of cardiac output and how stiff the big blood vessels of the body are. So, yes, the EECP may make the heart perhaps pump a little bit more effectively, and there's increased return of blood. But what it more importantly does, EECP, it's six blood pressure cuffs on the legs, and it's a smart machine. It knows when your heart relaxes, and it knows when it compresses.
If I yawn, or if I cough, or I take a deep breath, the machine stops, because it's reading my heart. Stops.
It's reading your heart,
yeah.
And when your heart is about to contract, all six blood pressure cuffs simultaneously release, and that quick release actually lowers the constriction of the big blood vessels so that the blood pressure actually goes down. When the heart relaxes, these six blood pressure cuffs in the legs milk the blood in the arteries and veins back to the heart, so there's increased blood flow back to the heart. The normal blood pressure, let's just pick one, we'll call it 120 over 80. The 80 is the pressure when the heart gets its blood flow, when it's fully relaxed. The 120 is the blood pressure when the heart's fully compressed, pumping it out to the body. The EECP briefly increases that 80, so there's increased blood flow to the heart, stretches the circulation sitting on top of the heart and it deep into the muscle, and this stimulates hormones around the heart that we don't usually have in high enough concentration, and this stimulates new blood vessel development. We call it mechanical angiogenesis. And regarding the blood pressure, we see an EECP for about 1 to 3 months after you finish EECP because of both the changes in the hormones around the heart and also this decrease in constriction. We call it afterload from the EECP, a brief for several months lowering of blood pressure, but it will rise up after that 3 month period.
Yeah. Pretty amazing how it all works and fits together. Your body is so amazing. Speaking of bodies, this week a video showed up, and I have it at DougStephan.com. These two young boys, age 7 and 5, have started weightlifting programs. Their father encouraging them to get into all kinds of activity that has made them unbelievably strong. The question comes on what I had read a number of years ago when I was working out as a teenager, The warning at that time was, in Charles Atlas period, don't start too young because your bones haven't completely formed, and if you get too much muscle around them, you'll stunt your growth, amongst other things. And that, what do you think about all this, Ken?
I think this is dad. This is not all about you.
No, it's about, yeah. It's
and
about
you have to think about the kids, and you know, this is just not a good idea. And it may be a wow right now, but I'm very concerned about long-term bone development, body development. This is, please don't follow in this pathway, because you're doing an experiment with your kids, and this is unfair.
Okay, time for a medical quiz. Every once in a while, I like to do this. Haven't done it for quite a while, and because there's a story that's related in the news to this particular drug.
What's the question?
I'm going to get to the question. I was going to explain it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What is amantadine? Is that how you pronounce it?
Amantadine.
Oh, I did a nice job of that. Amantadine. What is amantadine? A-M-A-N-T-I-D-I-N-E. Amantadine. What is it, and why is it important for you to know about this drug? Amantadine. There's a story this week about this drug. What's the story? We have a swell Doug Steffen prize. If you can figure out what amantadine is and why it's in the news and why this may be important for you.
What's amantadine, the old use and what's the new use?
Old and new. Tried and true. Red and blue. All right? What's the use, old and new, of amantadine, and how may it help you? 888-553-7536. A little fun with Dr. Ken at 12 before the hour.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lines on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Lines started getting busy and found out what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eight 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 five five three seven five three six. What is amantadine? And there are two uses of it. One's old and one's new. You want to do a little research and get a swell prize. Help yourself. Dr. Ken's listening at 888-553-7536.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We practice good medicine here, blended medicine, as Dr. Ken refers to it. Best wishes from all of us to you as you work your way through whatever things may be going on in your life that are traumatic. We want to help, and we're available at 888-553-7536. Time to go to Ding Dong School and Professor... I can call you Professor Kronhaus. Professor Kronhaus is about to explain what Amanda Dean is, or actually some help from student Tina, who is listening in Rapid City, South Dakota. Tina, welcome to Good Day Health. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
All right, Tina. Dr. Ken what Amanda Dean is.
Well, I think it used to be treated to treat the flu.
Right on, one for one. Keep going.
Okay, and then I think I heard that the new use is to treat head injuries.
We've got a winner.
So how did you happen to hear this, Tina? What were you listening to, or what were you involved in that this sort of thing came up in a conversation?
Well, actually, I heard it on the radio.
Did you?
So I don't remember exactly when, but it wasn't too long ago.
Yeah.
And this is the first treatment to speed recovery from severe brain injuries caused by falls and car crashes. It was a cheap flu medicine. It still is. But the side benefits were discovered by accident decades ago, and now it was proven to be actually effective. New England Journal of Medicine this week.
Tina, good job.
That's great.
Hold on
just
a second.
Congratulations,
we'll send you
Tina.
A swell prize, 888-553-7536. John, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, another caller from WAYY. Go ahead, John.
Hi, I'm 52, and my lipids were getting a little high on me. I tried a statin, had a lot of skin itching, gave that up. Tried Niaspan, had a lot of flushing. Finally put me on Crestor, which I wanted to go on. My lipids look like I'm a 25-year-old man. But Crestor, it's working really well for me. I don't have any side effects, and I can tell. But long-term, have you heard anything negative about being on Crestor, 5 milligrams?
5 milligrams, very low dose. You may want to take CoQ10, 100 milligrams, which is a natural product that the liver also makes, but the statins inhibit. And if you're not having any side effects from it, you're lowering your risk of heart attack and stroke by 30%. So it's very effective. You're on a very low dose. Statins have been around since the 1980s, and they don't cause, in most people, horrible effects. There's a subgroup of people who do have adverse reactions, and that's what you hear about. But I have thousands of patients myself on statins doing well.
So Crestor is a statin, right?
It's the gorilla statin. It's the strongest of the group. But we use it as high as 40 milligrams, and on 5 milligrams, you're on a very low dose.
And what's CoQ10?
CoQ10 is an enzyme. It helps muscles transform food into energy. It's made by the liver, and about 75 or more percent of the cholesterol in your body is made by the liver. It doesn't matter if you eat a rabbit's diet, and the statins are very effective at decreasing the ability of the liver to make cholesterol, and a side effect is that it also decreases the ability of the liver to make CoQ10. You can get it in the grocery store. You don't need a prescription, and you just take 100 milligrams of CoQ10 to make sure you're not getting depleted. And that's why people get, most people get these symptoms of muscle aches and maybe even that skin issue that you were getting. Most, 9 out of 10 people I have found in the muscular issues will go away with CoQ10 100 milligrams, and that's been proven in study.
So that's COQ and then the number 10.
That's it. CO-Q number 10.
Got it. Thanks.
COQ-10. All right. There's a COQ-100, too. Do you know what that is? I saw something in a health food store the other day. It said COQ, CoQ-100. Is it 10 times better than CoQ-10?
CoQ-100.
Ever seen it? Yeah.
I think that was probably just a mistake. That was probably 100 milligrams of CoQ10.
Oh, okay, got it. Let's see here. Quick email from Amy, who wants to know whether or not... the question is, why should science and medicine be limited to professionals? As long as we only have 40 seconds left.
Because do no harm. You can hurt somebody so quickly if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, I think the read here is about taking control of own health.
Right, but it should be a partnership. Find a doctor that wants to make it a partnership and not a dictatorship.
Mm. So she wants to know more about her DNA and study it. How do you do that?
Again, same answer.
Really?
Find
okay.
a doctor who's interested in that and wants to form a partnership, not a dictatorship.
There you go. There's the advice from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good stuff here. Lots of great information, great calls, great input, and we're happy to have had you along for these hours of the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air at 59 past the hour.
Do you suffer